Welcome to another edition of the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com, and we have a bunch of news and information to cover on today's show. And one of the first things that we're going to get into is Ron Paul's appearance on the Glenn Beck program. And this was really a very strange interview, because 90% of the interview was very fair, I thought. Glenn Beck asked fair questions. Ron Paul responded with his stance on the various issues. I mean, they talked about the New World Order. They talked about a coming North American Union. They talked about the Federal Reserve. They talked about a lot of pertinent issues. But the other 10% of the interview was just bizarre. Glenn Beck was claiming that Ron Paul supporters threatened his life and wanted to kill him, and that he had to have a SWAT team and wear body armor to protect him from Ron Paul supporters. And then he started bringing up the whole 9/11 truth movement and started questioning Ron Paul on various aspects of 9/11 conspiracy and what have you. It was just really, really bizarre. And there was even a moment during the interview where Glenn Beck said that he wanted to French kiss Ron Paul. That if he wasn't a man and he was sitting in the studio, that he might French kiss him. I mean, it's just such a strange, strange interview. And if anybody wants to comment on the interview, feel free to call into the show, and I'll give out the call number. We'll be taking open lines the entire night, well, the entire hour of the show. That number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, if you want to comment on that, or any of this other news that we're going to get into. And some of the other stuff that I want to get into besides the Ron Paul interview with Glenn Beck, I want to get into this new development with the NAFTA superhighway. NASCO is actually now claiming that Ron Paul's stance on the NAFTA highway is inaccurate, because they say there is no plan for a new NAFTA superhighway. But that's not what Ron Paul or anybody else is saying. We're saying that we're concerned that there is an existing plan for a NAFTA superhighway that uses existing infrastructure. And NASCO admits that. So it's a very bizarre argument from NASCO. And this is a letter that was published in the Des Moines Register. So we're going to get into that. Well, let's get into some economic news here. The ECB is offering banks unlimited funds. We also have wheat prices rising on shortage concerns, so some economic news stories there. We're also going to try to get into this police brutality news, so some really weird stories here. Yeah, this innocent man that was tasered 8 times. I believe he actually got tasered in the back of his head. And we also have a bizarre story here. Police brutality cases on rise since 9/11. So we're going to get into all that. There's also this weird police raid in Minneapolis that went crazy. So we're going to talk about all of this police state news. And what else do we have here? If we have time, we're trying to get to this news on these Colorado voting machines. Apparently, they've been decertified. So we're going to talk about that as well. And I'm going to try to briefly run down a bunch of our news stories. Again, all these news stories that I'm going to be talking about are on my website, roguegovernment.com. I don't think I'll be able to get to all of them, but I'm going to try to get to as many as I can. Also, this news on telecom immunity. So we'll try to squeeze all this in. We have to break. Stay tuned on our side for all of this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio. We're here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Some interesting bumper music. But anyway, if you want to call in to the show, again, let me give out the toll-free number. The number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to start off the broadcast talking about this Ron Paul, Glenn Beck interview that was conducted earlier today. And my goodness, what a strange interview. I'm not sure if anybody out there saw it. I'm sure some of the people who are listening did get a chance to see the whole thing in its entirety. It was a one-hour interview that Glenn Beck conducted with Ron Paul. And what was really bizarre about this whole thing is that you may remember several weeks ago, Glenn Beck essentially associated Ron Paul supporters as being terrorists. And the YouTube clip is up my website, roguegovernment.com. Just sift around there. I'm sure you can find it. So a few weeks ago, you have Glenn Beck associating Ron Paul supporters with terrorists. And in this interview, you know, the first, I'd say, 30 to 40 minutes of the interview, very fair. You know, I have to give Glenn Beck some credit. Okay, he asked fair questions, and everything seemed on the up and up. But then all of a sudden, he started talking about how Ron Paul supporters threatened his life, and he actually sent Ron Paul a clip during the break of who knows what, I guess of some supposed Ron Paul supporter threatening him. And then he's saying that, oh, well, geez, I needed body armor, I need a SWAT team to protect me. It was completely insane. So we had that. And, you know, what I don't understand is if he was really being threatened, why not just show the clip of these people who were supposedly threatening him? Why just show the clip to Ron Paul? I mean, was it just so awful that he couldn't show the viewing audience? That at least leads me to believe that that was some sort of psychological warfare operation to convince the dumbed-down American public that somehow that all these Ron Paul supporters are dangerous, that we're terrorists. And when you link up what Glenn Beck is doing by associating Ron Paul supporters with terrorism and things of that nature, and you consider that we have stuff like H.R. 1955 and Senate Bill 1959 floating out there that specifically target so-called homegrown terrorists and allow the government to classify whoever they want to as being a homegrown terrorist, gives them a complete blank check to do so. Very scary piece of legislation. We consider all these things taking place. This is clearly part of some larger plan. They want to demonize anybody that talks about the Constitution, that talks about liberty, that talks about freedom. Because we are becoming a real threat to the status quo and the people who control things in this country. So you had this whole dirty trick of Glenn Beck associating Ron Paul supporters with terrorism and associating these Ron Paul supporters with threatening his life, trying to make the insinuation that we're dangerous. And I'd like Glenn Beck to show me proof of this. I mean, if you make these claims, why just show it to Ron Paul? Show the entire audience, show the whole world that these people are threatening you. But he didn't do that. So clearly some sort of psychological warfare operation that was being carried out by Glenn Beck, at least as far as I'm concerned. Because it was just so bizarre and strangely put into the interview. It was very strange. And then after that, after he claimed that Ron Paul supporters were threatening his life, he went into this whole tirade on 9/11 truth and trying to associate the Ron Paul campaign with 9/11 truth and all this other stuff. But you know what? So what? You know, this is the same tired tactics that have been used over and over again. They're not going to be able to demonize Ron Paul using the 9/11 truth movement. Just because people who support 9/11 truth, like I do, I believe there are many unanswered questions about 9/11, and we deserve answers to them. But just because Ron Paul doesn't get into all of that doesn't mean that I'm not going to support him. But what I don't understand here is that they try to use the 9/11 truth movement to demonize him. And this is a clear-cut case of that, when that's not even part of his platform. So I don't understand why they're trying to associate. Well, I do, okay? I understand. But it's just insane that they would actually associate supporters with Ron Paul and try to use the supporters to demonize what his message and what his campaign stands for, which has nothing to do with 9/11 conspiracies and whatnot. Ron Paul has said that he does support an independent investigation, a new independent investigation into 9/11. But that's based upon government incompetence, which there is a great deal of government incompetence that took place with 9/11 and the events following 9/11. But that's just the government as a whole. The government as a whole is incompetent. And the investigation into 9/11 and just the fact that 9/11 even happened is at least on the surface sheer proof of government incompetence. But he just went down the rabbit hole with all the conspiracies and whatnot. And there are a lot of questions there. But that is not what the Ron Paul campaign stands for. That's something that is not part of his platform. So it was disingenuous for Glenn Beck to associate 9/11 truth with his campaign and trying to use his supporters to demonize him. I mean, there's going to be crazy people who support all sorts of presidential campaigns. But trying to use the crazy people who support someone to criticize the candidate is just a ridiculous argument. It makes absolutely no sense. So you had that go on in the interview. And combined with all that, as well as his comment that he said that he'd French kiss Ron Paul because of his stance on the IRS and getting rid of the IRS. It was just such a strange interview. 90% fair, 10% just bizarre and crazy. And at least Ron Paul, on the bright side, he did get 1 hour worth of airtime on national television to get out there and get a lot of his points across. Like I said before, the majority of the interview I thought was relatively fair. He talked about the New World Order, talked about the loss of national sovereignty, the Federal Reserve, the income tax, I mean, a whole wide range of issues that is a cornerstone of his campaign. But, man, just that 10%, just really, really bizarre. Anyway, I'm told we have a phone call, so let's go to Betty in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hello. I did watch the interview.
Yes, what are your thoughts on it?
Okay. Well, of course, it was pretty obnoxious, I thought, towards the end. And I thought he did a very effective job of dividing the movement over the 9/11 thing. And I think it's probably going to be the sword that they're going to use to divide.
Well, yeah, I kind of think that you're correct with that. But, you know, they've been trying this over and over again. I'm just wondering how effective they'll actually be. I guess we really won't know until we see the results of the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary, because that's really going to be the real test.
Well, I hate to see it come up right at this point, and I don't know that we've got a good, from what Ron Paul answered on that thing, there's not a good answer for it yet.
Part of the problem is that there's so many unanswered questions about 9/11. I mean, it's like this big elephant in the room. And I've made this analogy before, but there's this big elephant here, and people are unwilling to talk about it because the media just demonizes and goes after people who dare talk about it.
But I think we're responsible to find a adequate response, and I don't think we've got it yet.
Yeah, well, I know Ron Paul, he does support a new independent investigation for 9/11 based upon government incompetence.
That didn't come across at all. He really shot himself in the foot, I think, with it.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. You know,
I'm working for him as hard as I can.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
just that I'm working for him as hard as I can, you know, and I think that we're kind of obligated to come up with an effective answer for it because it's like a soft spot if we don't find the right answer.
Because well, personally, my view on this did not answer it well at all. Right. My view on this, Betty, is this. I think what he should do is he should say that, look, there was a lot of government incompetence with 9/11. Nobody got fired over the events of 9/11,
right,
so we should have a new independent investigation, and we should go at it that way. But that's at least the way I see it.
He didn't even say that, I don't think. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. It's a tough one, Betty.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening.
All right, thanks, Betty. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. And, you know, I know it's one of these deals where the media is going to pull out all of these dirty tricks, okay? And, look, I know for a fact Ron Paul supports a new independent investigation on 9/11 based upon the fact that there was a great deal of government incompetence involved with what happened that day. And I think that's a good starting point. We don't even need to get into all the other unanswered questions, and there are many. But if we look at it from that standpoint, that there was a great deal of government incompetence, nobody got fired over 9/11. I mean, it doesn't make sense that nobody was fired over 9/11. People got promotions. Why? So I think from that standpoint, he can make a good argument and not sound like he's into all the conspiracy theories and whatnot, because I don't think he is. I really don't. But, I don't know, it's just a crazy situation with this interview. Anyway, we have to break. More news information on our side. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people.
The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm told we have another call holding. Bob in Texas, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call in response to the previous caller, and I think she has a valid point. But I think it's time, and it may be the last time, that we have an opportunity to get somebody elected that can do the whole country some good. And a lot of people like myself that are older have been around, and we've been watching what's been happening for a long time, and we agree 9/11 was probably an inside job. But Ron Paul can't go on national television and appear to be a conspiracy loon. He has to get elected before he can do anything, and everybody needs to just maintain a little sensibility about themselves. And he has brought in so many young people that are intelligent, well-spoken, and hardworking, and he genuinely has a chance to get elected because there's so many people supporting him. And the 9/11 thing, it's not going to be dropped. There are too many inconsistencies, and Ron Paul knows it. But he's not ignorant. He's not going to make a mistake on national television that will prevent him from being elected. He's looking for both parties to join together, people that are disenchanted and have been disenfranchised or whatever the term is that they want to use. But he wants them to join together and take this country back to a fundamental basis, a constitutional basis. And that's what we all need. I think that...
Well, Bob,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in absolute total agreement with that. Because if he is on Glenn Beck and he just says, oh, well, Building 7, Pentagon, and all this other stuff, what's going to happen here is that they're going to play that clip over and over again, just like what they did with Howard Dean in the 2004 election.
Well, you know, I drive a tractor all day. I'm 57 years old, so I've been around for a while. And I listen to Glenn Beck's program 3 hours, almost every day. And I've written nasty letters to Glenn Beck because of what he does with Dr. Paul on his radio program, where I think he probably has more listeners than he does viewers on his TV program. But the thing about it is, he gave Ron Paul the fairest interview other than maybe Tucker Carlson that I've seen. And aside from a couple of the issues that you pointed out, it was a relatively decent interview. And actually, he was in agreement with Ron Paul on quite a few issues. So, and, you know, people that are actually Glenn Beck listeners that aren't familiar with the alternative radio, they'll call in there and they'll say, well, how come you're not standing up for Ron Paul? You believe in all the same things he does. And they do this all the time. And then Glenn Beck will say, well, yeah, well, I agree with a lot of that stuff, but, you know, he wants to do away with the FBI. And
it's just a strange situation because Glenn Beck, I mean, I was mentioning earlier, a few weeks ago, he was associating Ron Paul supporters with terrorists, and then he pulled all this stuff with saying that, oh, Ron Paul supporters are threatening my life. It was just such a bizarre interview, right? Well, I just can't put my finger on why that was. I mean, of course, those two things I pointed out, but it was really strange considering that most of the interview was relatively fair.
It's more weird if you listen to his radio show because he is a lot more negative towards Ron Paul on his radio program than he was tonight on the CNN program. I was amazed, actually. I watched it on YouTube because I don't watch television, but I watched the interview, and he was extremely fair, with the exception of a couple of remarks that were out of left field, the French kiss deal, and you know, on his daily program, now he'll support the mainstream guys that really don't represent Republican or conservative values at all, or even American values. You know, he'll support the gun grabber and cross-dresser Giuliani, Mitt Romney. You know, he's a Mormon. Beck's a Mormon. He'll support him. He supports McCain, and McCain's a Democrat, just dressed up like a Republican. You know, so, and it doesn't really even matter. The left-right, the Democrat-Republican paradigm has just about been defeated because enough people from both sides are sick and tired of it. They've had enough, and that's where the money's coming from. And, you know, everybody that's donating money, they're not totally broke, and they can spend their money on other things if need be, and they will. I think that the American people really are giving it their last best shot to turn this thing around before we end up in a revolution here in this country.
Well, Bob, you're absolutely correct. And we're running up against a break. Is there anything else that's on your mind real quick before I let you go?
No, thanks. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the call. A lot of good points from Bob there. I mean, it's just the whole interview was just so strange. I mean, I can't put my finger on exactly what they were trying to do. It reeked of some sort of psychological warfare op. But in the same token, I mean, the majority of the interview was relatively fair. And I know the clips are up on YouTube, and unfortunately, it might be a little late to get them to play up on our show on this hour. But I do another hour of radio on the TruthNet Radio Network. I'm going to see if I can dig up some of those clips, and we'll play it on that hour that precedes after this program on the TruthNet Radio Network. So if anybody wants to hear the weird stuff that went on in the Glenn Beck Ron Paul interview, I'll play it in that hour. Anyway, we're up against a break. I'm going to get into some of the other news with the NAFTA stuff, NAFTA Superhighway stuff, the ECB news, and lots more in the next segment. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Live Free Die Radio right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's cover some of this news that I promise I get into. Let's first talk about this ECB news. This is from the BBC. European Central Bank offers banks unlimited funds. Unlimited funds. This is just off the charts and it's insanity. And this is just another clear-cut case of these central banks just throwing all of this money that they create out of thin air at these financial institutions in order to bail them out. And it's going to get much worse. We're going to see rampant inflation as a result of this. Maybe not now, maybe not this year or next year, but down the road, it's going to hurt us. So that story is up on roguegovernment.com. It's an article from the BBC. I mean, it's just crazy what's happening with the central banks across the world. And there's a very likely chance that we will be entering a global depression in the very near future, unfortunately, if this continues. So definitely not good news there. And let me see here. Let's go over this NAFTA superhighway news. And actually, Michael Herzog is going to be joining us for a little bit after I get into this news. I believe he wants to comment on the Ron Paul Glenn Beck interview. So we'll have him on in a few minutes as well. Okay, this NAFTA superhighway news. Now, this is interesting. The NASCO executive director, this individual named Tiffany Melvin, and I have a whole article written on this, it's entitled NASCO Wrong on Ron Paul's NAFTA Highway Claims. And we have this individual, NASCO's executive director, Tiffany Melvin. She wrote this piece in the Des Moines Register that counters an article that Ron Paul published or had published in the Des Moines Register talking about the NAFTA superhighway. And she makes the assertion that there are no new plans for a NAFTA superhighway. That's a key word, new. She claims that there are no plans for a new NAFTA superhighway. But what's so ridiculous about the argument is that on NASCO's own website, this is the North America's Super Corridor Coalition, okay, this nonprofit organization that is looking to do all of this highway improvement, which will basically be the foundation for this whole continental superhighway system that they're trying to build, the NAFTA superhighway being one of them. And on their own website, they admit that the NAFTA superhighway already exists as I-35. The NAFTA superhighway exists as infrastructure that's already built, but they are just going to expand upon it. But she's making the argument that we're all crazy because there are no new plans for a NAFTA superhighway. Well, we're concerned about the NAFTA superhighway that already exists that you're talking about. And I make this statement in my article. It's up on roguearmor.com. I mean, it's almost like saying that, okay, there's a bunch of people saying the Statue of Liberty exists, but then she's saying that there are no plans to build a new Statue of Liberty. Therefore, we are all crazy for saying the Statue of Liberty exists. And that's really what's going on here. It's so insane. But you can take a look at my article up on roguearmor.com. Breaks down the whole thing. And it's just amazing that these people continue to lie about their role in building this whole continental highway infrastructure that's going to bring in this North American Union. It's just off the charts, and it's craziness. I just can't believe it. And let me see if Michael Herzog is on. Let me just double check here. Not sure if he's on yet. No, I don't think he's on yet. Let me cover a few more news stories before we bring Michael on. I wanted to get in this one as well. Let me see here. The price of wheat is rising on shortage concerns. This is from Bloomberg. And let me cover this real quick, then we'll bring Michael Herzog up. Wheat futures gained in Chicago on expectations. Demand is increasing at a time of shrinking global stockpiles. Corn and soybeans decline as recent advances may have been overdone. U.S. consumer prices rose the most in 2 years last month, while inflation was 6.9% in China and 3.1% in Europe. Inflation is accelerating as oil and energy prices reached records in November, spurring investors to buy commodities as a store of value. So we got the price of wheat going up. We also have all of this inflation. And the ECB is just printing money out of thin air. As this continues, we're going to have more and more problems with the economy because these banks can no longer continue to print money out of thin air and expect a stable global economy. It's just not going to happen. And we're going to see prices in wheat, in oil, and all these commodities continue to go up. Gold, silver, they're all going to go up. So that's definitely a very disconcerting news story. Anyway, I've totally had Michael Herzog on the line. And Michael, I know you wanted to comment on this Ron Paul Glenn Beck interview. What did you think of it?
Hey, buddy. You know, I'll tell you, I happen to see it. I don't watch TV, but I happen to see this one. And I'll have to tell you, you know, that I had this opinion of Glenn Beck based upon the 9/11 truth and his views on that. And as you know, I'm an advocate of 9/11 truth. But that doesn't matter at this point. The bottom line is that he gave Ron Paul an hour. You know, 85-90% of his interview was positive. He put out the word to the American public, okay, on what his views were. And I went down the rabbit hole a little bit on Glenn Beck. You know, he's against immigration. He's against this global warming thing. And he's professed that he doesn't know who he's voting for. And so the bottom line is that we're getting the message out. And even though, you know, Glenn Beck came off of this off-the-wall bizarre thing about, you know, sending emails to Ron Paul during a break and so forth, the bottom line is that Ron Paul is a political candidate. He cannot tie himself, Lee, to a 9/11 truth movement saying, well, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Let him get elected. okay, then put him in a position of launching a new investigation. But overall,
well, Michael, I'm in total agreement with that because, first of all, like I was saying before to one of the callers, if Ron Paul were to get up there and start talking about Building 7 and all the stuff with the Pentagon, all these weird anomalies about 9/11, that clip would be played over and over again in the establishment media, and they'd have graphics saying nutcase and all this weird
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It would be a Howard Dean moment.
Right. Right. No, no, you're absolutely right, Lee. But the only reason I want to give you a call and you know, talk to you for just a moment is that I saw it. I watched it in its entirety, and even though I went out to dinner prior to that, had a couple of adult beverages, you know, I sat there and watched it. I'm going to watch it again before I do my show tomorrow. But I've adopted a different opinion of Glenn Beck only because he allowed this man to expound a bit on his ideologies, you know, and we need that. We all need that because we need as much exposure as we can get as far as Ron Paul is concerned. And, I mean, even on my show today, I reported, you know, I'm excited, buddy. I'm excited because this man is not creating just a wave like Dr. Edwin Vieira said on my radio show last Friday, but he's creating a tsunami, not only with his support financially, but also with the fact that the American people are waking up to we need a change. There's a change on its way. Ron Paul is – I mean, visualize for a moment, if you would, Lee, what happens if this man is elected? What would happen within a year or two of he being in the presidency, of him having an administration? What happens there? Just the overall vibe, if you will, the overall consensus of the American public, pulling our troops out of Iraq, pulling our troops out of several different countries, you know, abolishing the IRS. I mean, just the mood in this country would change like it hasn't changed since the 60s when John F. Kennedy was in office, man. And I'm excited. I'm excited. I think it was a good interview overall, even with the negatives, Lee. And we need the exposure, and I think it's a great thing to happen. And all I can do is I can, I'm a proponent and a shouter of let's keep it going. The momentum is building, my friend.
There's absolutely no question about that. And I've never seen in my lifetime something like this, as exciting as this. There's actually a candidate that's worth voting for. We actually have a candidate that talks about the Constitution, talks about freedom, that talks about liberty, that talks about all these things that haven't been put out there in a presidential campaign for I don't know how long, at least not in my lifetime. Maybe to some extent Ronald Reagan, but I mean, you know, this is really very, very exciting. And, you know, I think you can take this momentum with the $6 million they raised this past Sunday, this Glenn Beck interview. You can take it into the Meet the Press interview that he's going to be doing later this week. And, you know, I just see this thing just going further and further exponentially and just moving forward and forward more and more until he just picks up more support. And hopefully that will be enough to drive him to actually get the Republican nomination.
Well, Lee, I want you to think about something. I want your listening audience to think about something. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write this man an email. I'm going to commend him, Glenn Beck, for allowing Ron to you know, put forth his ideologies to the American public. And I'm going to commend him for it. And the thing is that, yes, 9/11 was an inside job. You know it, I know it, and all of our listening audience knows it. But there's a lot of people out there that just refuse to believe. They live in denial that our government could be capable of that. And that's okay. But there's a web that we must weave. There's a tapestry that must be weaved within the – I don't even want to call it mainstream anymore. It's corporate media, okay? It's bought off corporate media. But I believe that Glenn Beck is one of those few people – and I never believed this before, but I believe this man is open because I heard him say on his show last night that he was not sure who he was voting for yet. And I believe – that after listening to Ron Paul, that I think that his opinion is going to be swayed, and I believe that he is at least objective enough and open enough to listen to not the radicalization of what some of these 9/11 truthers portray, okay, but what the reasonable, you know, critical thinking individual conveys, and that is that we do need change. We need truth, and once Ron Paul gets elected, then there should be an independent, open investigation. We don't even need to go there right now. But at some point in the future, once Ron Paul is in office, and once he puts forth the legislation or the executive orders or whatever it needs to be done as far as the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the Real ID Act, and all this other myriad of debacle or, you know, this mess that we have going here, okay, I believe that mainstream media is a key. And if we can just tone it down enough to be reasonable with these people, I think we can make a difference, and we're starting to already, because if we weren't, he wouldn't have been on Glenn Beck tonight, my friend.
Well, it's very true, Mike. I mean, well, one of the things that's interesting about this whole thing is that 9/11 is just, you know, it's just one small issue. I mean, we got so many other problems here. I mean, first of all, the economic system is falling completely apart. We have all these foreign entanglements all over the place. We have, of course, the loss of sovereignty on a number of different levels. I mean, we have all these different problems that we have to address. I just see 9/11 almost as a distraction compared to all these other things that we're currently faced with. I mean, when we're facing tyranny and enslavement, I mean, that's more important than trying to figure out, well, did the missile really hit Flight 93?
Well, there's no question about that, and I might commend you, Lee, that I've been listening. I've been eavesdropping on you three or four or five times during your tenure, your you know, relatively new tenure on RBN, and I have to tell you, I have to commend you. You're doing an excellent job, and you know, I just wanted to insert my two cents here and let you know from the perspective that all of the media coverage, good or bad, and I'm talking about corporate media. I had a listener call into my show today and say, it's not mainstream media, it's corporate media, or it's old media. So I relate to it as corporate media now. Any exposure, all of the exposure that we can get with Ron Paul on the old media or the corporate media is good media, good or bad, regardless of what they say, because it's going to at least put his name out there, and that's what we need, okay? And the fact that he raised $6.04 million, you know, Sunday just adds fuel to the fire, because this is a force that is going to be reckoned with. He's going to go into the New Hampshire primaries, and by the way, Lee, in my opinion, this man is going to get the nomination, and this man, and I can't wait to see this man is going to be debating Barack Obama or John Edwards or Hillary Clinton, and he's going to clean their clock.
Well, Mike, I certainly hope so. And I got a bunch of news I got to get into, but I appreciate you coming
in.
Go
for it, buddy, and I appreciate the time on. I appreciate the time on your show. Thanks, Lee, and I appreciate what you're doing, okay?
All right, thanks, Mike. That was Michael Herzog from the American Awakening program that airs right here on RBN. And, you know, it's good to get his analysis on the Ron Paul, Glenn Beck interview. And he does bring up a good point. I mean, this was good media coverage for Ron Paul. He got 1 hour worth of time to get his message out, despite the antics of Glenn Beck, because 90% of the interview was, in fact, fair. And there was a lot of good information and a lot of good topics that got discussed. I mean, Ron Paul actually mentioned the New World Order, the North American Union, the Federal Reserve. I mean, stuff that we talk about here on networks like RBN and our Patriot networks. So it's very exciting to see legitimate, real issues being talked about on a format like that in the corporate-controlled military-industrial complex media. So definitely some very encouraging stuff, at least from that perspective. I want to get into some other news, though. Let's see. We covered the ECB news. We covered the wheat shortages. Let me see what else we have here. Yes, I want to talk about this police state news real quick. I know I'm not sure if we have enough time in this segment, but I just want to go over these myriad of police state news. We had a bunch of this innocent man. He got tasered 8 times over in the United Kingdom. And this is actually from the UK press. Let me read from it real quick. I know I'm running up against a break, but let me see if I can squeeze it in. Police are investigating a complaint that a man who later proved to be unarmed and innocent was repeatedly shocked with a taser gun. Daniel Sylvester, the 45-year-old owner of an East London security firm, was driving home on October 20th when he was stopped by armed police. Mr. Sylvester told The Guardian he got out of his car and was surrounded by officers, at least two of whom carried automatic weapons. Without warning, one officer fired a 50,000-volt taser into the back of his head, he claimed. He was shocked again, causing him to fall on his face and break a front tooth. And a further 6 shocks made him wet himself and left him lying in the road while his car was searched by officers and sniffer dogs, eventually finding nothing. The incident was part of Operation Neon, which aims to crack down on guns in London streets by using number plate recognition armed response teams to stop and search vehicles. The Independent Police Complaints Commission confirmed that they are supervising an investigation that is being carried out by the Met Standards Directorate. Now, I mean, first of all, you see this type of thing happen in the United Kingdom. This is the type of thing that's coming here. And I have to break, unfortunately. But this type of tasering and abuse of authority by officers should not be tolerated. So we're going to talk about this more and a few of our police state news stories on the other side. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht
kommen. All right, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. And on the other side, we're talking about this police state news. We had this innocent man that was tasered 8 times in the back of his head. I mean, just completely and totally insane. And as I said before, this is the type of thing that's coming over here. I mean, they talk about all of these license plate scanners and all of this crazy police state Big Brother technology. number plate recognition, armed response teams to stop search vehicles, to crack down on guns. Oh, God forbid that we have people owning firearms. They're actually trying to make knives in the United Kingdom illegal. You can't own a large kitchen knife. It's just insanity. But this is the type of thing that's coming over here. And again, that article is also up on my website, roguearmor.com, if you want to take a look at it. It's entitled Innocent Man Tasered 8 Times. It's under the police state section. And let's get into some of this other police state news. Let's see here. I'm trying to find. Oh, here it is. Police brutality cases on rise since 9/11. This is from the USA Today. Federal prosecutors are targeting a rising number of law enforcement officers for alleged brutality, Justice Department statistics show. The heightened prosecutions come as the nation's largest police union fears that agencies are dropping standards to fill thousands of vacancies and scrimping on training. Well, geez, I could have told you that. I mean, it's obvious. When you can do a Google search for the word taser, and all of these cases of unjustified taser use comes up, you have police officers killing people by using a taser, I'd say there's a real problem here. And this report from the USA Today confirms some of that. But geez, it's just common sense. I mean, the police state that we're living in has gotten completely out of control. We need to seriously reevaluate this use of tasers, this liberal use of tasers that has infested all of our police departments around the country. So another interesting article there in the police state. Another article here. Minneapolis police raid goes awry from the Associated Press. Two officers who raided an innocent family's house on a bad tip were shot at and returned fire, but no one was injured, a police spokesman said. Van Kang said, it's kind of a weird name, said Monday that he grabbed his hunting gun to protect himself, his wife, and his six children when he heard someone burst through the back door early Sunday. He fired three shots, hitting two members of the SWAT team, but they were unhurt because of their bulletproof vests and helmets. Officers returned fire, but nobody in the house was injured. Police released Kang after taking a statement. All six of the children, ages 3 to 15, were home at the time. You know, just out of control. Just completely out of control. You got these Darth Vader police running around not knowing what they're doing. With all this money that's being thrown at the police state, you would think that they would have appropriate directions and know what house they're actually raiding before they actually go in and raid somebody's home. And I'm not even, do they even have a search warrant? I don't even know. I'm not even sure if it says in a story, but I think all these stories illustrate that we have a real problem here and that we're living in a police state. And hopefully, if we get Ron Paul into office, hopefully he can correct some of these problems here. I mean, it's just out of control what's going on with the police state. I'm not sure if we have time to get into both these stories, but let's go into this news story about Colorado voting machines being decertified. This is from UPI. It says here, Colorado officials were scrambling to prepare for the 2008 presidential election after electronic voting machines in most counties were deemed unusable. Colorado Secretary of State Mike Kaufman announced Monday he was decertifying thousands of electronic voting machines in 53 countries because they were inaccurate and insecure. And unfortunately, we're out of time. But all these electronic voting machines, we need to seriously reevaluate their use. There's so many security flaws with them, I can't even begin to describe them. But anyway, we're out of time. I didn't get to all the news I wanted to get into. But we'll be